Welcome to Don't Quit, where you come to be encouraged to live a better life full of joy and purpose. Welcome to episode 41. We're talking about the biggest lie we tell ourselves that has the potential to wreck our life. C.S. Lewis once said, "Guard yourself from things and people that try to convince you that your life is not good enough." Such wise and true words. We all know people who love to have us think that the grass is greener on the other side, or that we could be happier if only we blank. And you can fill in that blank. But this only leads to dissatisfaction, depression, anxiety, frustration. The list goes on. And the most detrimental of all, comparison. The biggest lie we tell ourselves is that we are not enough. Every single one of us have struggled at one time or another with comparing ourselves to those around us. So today, I'm going to be bold. I'm going to be vulnerable with you. I started this podcast with the idea that I wanted you to feel that you can relate to me and that you would understand that I am working on myself right along with you. So I have two things that come to my head first when I think of comparison. One would be ever since I had Parker. So Parker is my second son. When I had Reed, he's my first son, he's 5 now, but when I had him, my body bounced back amazingly. I really felt like I didn't look any different. I was so blessed, so thankful, and I really appreciated that. And to just set the foundation of what I chose to do, I went with midwives. I had an all-natural birth. I did have Pitocin, which induces labor because my water broke and they were scared of infection. It broke early. So I had Pitocin, which made the contractions absolutely unbearable. I honestly don't know how I went on to even have Parker after that experience with Reed. It was insanity. The most excruciating pain of my entire life for 10 hours or so. So I got through that. I did it naturally, no epidural. I knew I wanted to do it, and that's what I did. So then I got pregnant with Parker, and it was right before COVID happened. So he's not really a COVID baby, but I was pregnant during COVID. And because of that, I saw no one. We stayed in our house pretty much. It was the early stages before we really knew what was even going on. So we stayed in the house, never really saw many people. I had bad morning sickness, so I ate a lot of snacks, a lot of gluten and sugar, and I gained quite a bit of weight. Now, at the time, I didn't really care. I figured, you know, I'm pregnant. It's not a big deal. I'll have him. I'll bounce back. Well, that did not really happen the way I thought it would have. Not to mention Parker. So the birth was amazing. He came so fast. I got to the hospital and had him within an hour. It was an incredible experience. It was not barely painful at all. My water waited to break until I was just about to have him. I did it naturally again. And just, it was by far the best birth experience I could have ever imagined. But when he came out, I was told he was 10 pounds. Thankfully, I did not have effects from that, did not even have to get stitches, nothing, which was a miracle. I thank God every day for that experience. But he definitely stretched out my belly. And so my insecurities now are just massive. And I know it sounds ridiculous, and most people would be like, and Rick tells me all the time, why are you so worried about that? You look amazing. People would love to look like you, Paige. Why are you so insecure? And I know it doesn't make any sense, but I'm trusting that you understand where I'm coming from. And you're not judging me right now, but you can empathize with me. It's hard. We have this idea that we need to have this perfectly flat stomach, which is not true at all. And I know in my heart that I am being way too silly with all this, for lack of better words. But I know that it's hard. And I wake up and I wish every day that I was different. And I'm sorry to say that because I know God created me absolutely perfect. But I want you to know as you listen to this, I am really writing this and speaking about this today because I want to get this right in my life. This is something I'm passionate about changing. I don't want to sit there and beat myself up over a little loose skin. I want to make sure that I am thankful for the body that God gave me and for where I am. And I want you to do the same today. So that's the first part, is just my body insecurities at times can be frustrating. The other thing that frustrates me is this social media and consumerism that's just running rampant. I dwell on it all the time. I just realize how social media not only makes me compare myself to others, but also is just a pull. I'm constantly checking Facebook, entering Instagram giveaways, or posting on Instagram, just silly things that, like, honestly, guys, when you post something on your story, it takes time, doesn't it? It takes so much time, and then you miss out on the moment that you're actually in. And it stinks, because I think we miss out on so many moments that we don't even realize, because we're just so addicted to social media. I know for me, I've missed out on a lot, and I'm done with that. I think in January, after my hot chocolate bomb business has died down, I am going to take a social media break for the entire month of January. So just heads up, if you know me personally, be sure to text me. Don't rely on social media, because I'm going to take a break. The other part of that is just the consumerism frustration. And what I mean by that is just this feeling that I spend too much money on things I don't need, and I don't want to do that, but I feel like I can't get out of it. And I'm frustrated by that. I want to live a more purposeful, joyful life with what I have, not what I think I need, or chasing things that don't really provide true happiness. So hopefully that makes sense. Those two things alone do consume a ton of my thoughts. And then that's not even to mention how I worry about if I'm being the best mom or raising my kids right. I actually just got this awesome book that I'm excited to start by Gary Thomas. He is a worldwide bestseller of the book Sacred Marriage, but I got his book called Sacred Parenting. And it's really about how raising children shapes our souls. I love what it says on the back. It says, Sacred Parenting is unlike any other parenting book. This is not a how-to book that teaches readers ways to discipline their kids or help them achieve their full potential. Instead of a discussion about how parents change their children, Sacred Parenting turns the tables and demonstrates how God uses children to change their parents. And I think that's such an awesome concept, because we need to realize what a blessing these children are in our lives. So I'm really excited to read that and just focus on how blessed we are as parents. Low self-esteem is like a garden weed. Uproot it while it's small, or face the consequences of an unruly mess down the road. We have this idea that if we can fulfill our desires or reach a certain goal, then somehow our life will be complete. But honestly, I want you to think for a second, really listen to this. Have you ever felt completely perfect where you are in life? I honestly can say I have never felt absolutely 100% perfect. There is always something that eats away at us and makes us feel like we need to be better, or do better, or have better. We may have moments where we're very happy, where things feel great, and like we're in the right place at the right time, but ultimately those moments are fleeting. A little window into who I am. I am truly a go-getter. I won't stop easily when I have something on my mind that I want to do. So this year, a little example of that is I have this hot chocolate bomb business. It's called Paige's Sweets. I make chocolate products and hot chocolate bombs. And this year I just knew that I wasn't meant to do it each time I started. Like, I would sit down to make stuff and I was having such a hard time. Things would go wrong, and I knew that I had just overcommitted and that I was frustrated and I needed to take a step back. And life was really throwing me a curveball. And I think that a great thing to remember is God loves to bring us closer to Him through our trials. That's when we learn best, when under pressure. So to think that our life will somehow be complete when we just do this or that is really just leading ourselves on. Happiness does not come from how we look or what we own or how big our house is or what car we drive. Chasing these things only leads to wanting more, but never feeling quenched. And don't get me wrong, things do provide security to a certain degree, but they will never provide the deep sense of peace and contentment with who we are and where we are in life. And I hope you can see that in your own life. I hope you can understand what I'm saying, how really it's just, we're just chasing things, thinking that it's going to make us happy. The only source of true happiness is the Lord. And back to C.S. Lewis again, he said, God cannot give us happiness and peace apart from Himself, because it is not there. There is no such thing. We are all created by God. We were created to have fellowship with Him. There is this amazing special bond between God and ourselves, his children, that we can never be fulfilled by anyone or anything but by God himself. And this is why I absolutely love the books by David Platt. He wrote the book Follow Me and Radical. And let me tell you, they will challenge your Christian faith. They are amazing. They are life-changing books. His words are, I believe, from God. God has given him a gift to really bring about why we follow Christ, why we love him, and what that even looks like, because our American culture has twisted Christianity to make it into this comfortable, consumeristic Jesus, and that is not who he is. And I challenge you, go, if there's one thing you do for your faith, go pick up the books Follow Me and Radical and read them. You will get a picture into what God really has for us, the blessings that he has if we truly follow him. When we can get that focus off of ourselves and onto the love God has for us that is unconditional, then we can finally feel like we are enough. That's the key. You have to look at the love God has for you. So now I want to give you some action steps to live this out in your life. Because I know we all want things that are practical. And I know this may sound super simple, that you just have to focus on how much God loves you and all your problems will be solved. I know that it's a lot harder than that, but that is truly the key. But let's look at a few ideas that put the focus on loving others and following God's call in your life. So the first thing you could do is help someone who is down or needs encouragement. We all know people who could use encouragement. Take the time and encourage them. Follow Jesus every day. And this means actually telling him you want him to lead your day and then letting him lead your day, whatever that looks like. Help a neighbor when you see them out working. How easy is it to just pass them by and never even say, hey, can I help you out? And I know that's a challenge for me. I live on a street where people are outside all the time. The other day, I actually went to the end of my street and I met a lady that has lived here her whole like pretty much the last probably 30 or 40 years. And she was so sweet. And I ended up going home. She said she liked reading and I got books together and I took them right back down to her. And she was just so excited that I would think of her and give her something like that. Just such an easy way to be a blessing. Sacrifice for others. Look for ways to give what you have and are blessed with to make someone else's life better. Because I know if you're like me, I have so much stuff and I would love to be able to just bless someone else with that. And I need to think more that way that I can do that. Love your enemies and do good to them. Practice actually being kind to those that are mean to you or have hurt you. And I know that is really tough. Be a good example to your spouse and children. Just work on yourself. Do little things to become that spouse and parent that you want to be. Be honest always. Live a life of integrity and always choose to do the right thing, no matter the consequences. I'll never forget a message my pastor did on integrity and how important having integrity is, and I'll never forget it, and it's made me a more honest person. I'm always striving to make sure that I tell the truth and that I do the right thing, because it can be hard sometimes. There's a lot of pressure to please people or to just fit the mold that you think others want you to be. But it's important to always do the right thing and be honest. Praise God and give him all the glory. Thank him, worship him daily. Forgive others if they have hurt you. Let go and be free. Spend time with the orphans and widows. Look for ways to be a light. Teach your children the ways of the Lord. And I encourage you guys, don't let the school do all the teaching. Be intentional. Be involved in your child's knowledge of the Bible and God. It's more important than ever. Be selfless and not selfish. We got to push against materialism and consumerism by giving rather than getting. Wait on the Lord and put every life decision at his feet. Pursue the Bible and all you can gain from God's word daily. Ask God for wisdom, knowledge, guidance, and his will for your life. Enjoy life. Make good, godly friends. Go out, invite friends over, cook for them, put on the spirit of hospitality. And hospitality in the Bible actually means entertaining strangers. Did you know that? My pastor just talked about that this past Sunday, and it was really interesting because I never realized that that's what that meant. And as it says in the Bible, we never know when we're going to actually entertain angels. Rejoice in times of sorrow and hardship, knowing that God has everything under his control. And last but not least, run away from evil and run towards Jesus. Don't accept the way the world is going. Actively lead your family to Jesus and teach the truth. I know that this is just a small little part of really realizing how dangerous comparison is, how dangerous this idea that we are not enough. I'm sure I will talk a lot more about this in future podcast episodes. This is a big one. I know everyone probably struggles with it at one time or another. And if you're like me, it is a big struggle that we have to overcome. And it takes a lot of work and practice. So I look forward to diving deeper with you next time we talk about it. But I hope these ideas just give you some things you can do. And I hope you feel a little more relaxed knowing how Jesus loves you just as you are. And that is enough. You are perfect exactly how he made you. I pray that you'll go out, that you'll embrace that, that you will thank God for how he created you, flaws and all, because those flaws are not flaws in his eyes. This is the world putting pressure and just putting things on us that they never have the right to do. Satan loves to use that and make us dwell in insecurities and negativity, and that hurts God's heart because he made us all perfect and for a purpose. I thank God for you all the time that you spend time with me every Wednesday. Episodes come out every Wednesday at 5 a.m. and I absolutely love this time that we have to just talk about how we can better ourselves. I pray that your Thanksgiving is super blessed and that you feel the love of God. Have a wonderful week. See you guys next week.